10 days after D-Day, Bresnitz shipped across the English Channel to Normandy Beach. He found used artillery shells and abandoned supplies. Bayonets sprouted from roadside grounds, topped with the helmets of fallen soldiers. Bresnitz, who is Jewish, eventually saw the concentration camp at Dachau. He arrived when the gates opened to free the prisoners.
If we would have come in 2 months later, nobody would have survived. And the entrance, it says, "Work makes joy. Arbeit macht Freude. Work makes joy, makes happiness." Well, there was no happiness in that camp, I'll tell you that.
He found trenches filled with bodies of people who had dug their own graves and then were shot and thrown into the holes. A thick stench of death filled the air. He discovered the office of a Nazi administrator who kept copious records and lampshades made of human skin. Bresnitz questioned the Germans who lived outside the camp.
German families that were very religious, they all had shrines of Mary and in their homes, and most of them were Catholics. And when I asked the people that lived there, "Didn't you know what was going on?" Their standard answer was, "We knew it was a prison camp, but we had no idea what was going on behind the wall."